frustration when you're told, sorry, we don't take mobile money payments. Turn that frown into a smile. With the upgraded Absa POS machine, you can pay for your items using your mobile money wallet, Visa credit or debit card, MasterCard, and more. Now, that's a payment solution with more convenience. Call 5950 to sign up or find it at a supermarket near you. Your story matters. Absa.
Good afternoon. The headlines. President Hichilema consoles Mpezeni family as he attends burial of late Paramount Chief. Sweden calls for sensitization on mining policies as a new CSR framework rolls out. In global news, blow for Kenya's ex-deputy president as court upholds his impeachment. Welcome to the main news at 13 hours on Phoenix FM. My name is Ruben Mwanza. President Hakainde Hichilema has assured the family of the late Paramount Chief Mpezeni of the Ngoni-speaking people of government support during this trying period and beyond. Speaking at Mpendukeni Palace in Chupata, Eastern Province, where the remains of the late Paramount Chief Mpezeni lay in state ahead of burial later today, President Hichilema consoled the family of the late traditional leader and regretted his passing. Earlier, before delivering words of comfort to the family and the entire Ngoni royal establishment, the head of state signed the book of condolence in honor of the late chief. Senior Chief Mpezeni died in Lusaka on the 30th of May 2026 at UTH, and President Hichilema has accorded him an official funeral. Service for the late traditional leader is currently underway, where hundreds of mourners have gathered to pay their last respects. And giving Chief Mpezeni's life history, Chief Mununkwa said the late Paramount Chief worked with all governments, united his subjects, and led his people with love. Chief Mununkwa has also assured governments that Chief Mpezeni's death has not left a leadership vacuum, and that the royal establishment will soon give Zambians a person who will carry on the late chief's legacy. The Swedish government has called for urgent sensitization on mining investment policies, saying traditional and civic leaders cannot be left behind as the embassy rolls out a new framework that puts compensation and land restoration at the center. Speaking during a courtesy call on the Northwestern Province Permanent Secretary Colonel Grandson Katambi this morning, delegation leader Andreas Lindstrom said the embassy is developing a guideline to structure how government, the private sector, and communities interact on a corporate social responsibility CSR. Mr. Lindstrom said the framework will help align company CSR efforts with national priorities, reciting Zambia's 2007 pledge to restore and reforest 2 million hectares by 2030 as part of Africa's 100 million hectare target. He said currently, mining companies implement separate tree planting or community projects that do not sync with government goals. He added that by making traditional and civic leaders aware of the guidelines, compensation and land restoration can be coordinated.
As we see here in Solvency by the local station, then there is also a readiness among the different actors. And when they receive this warning, they know exactly what to do in terms of limiting it. And we are particularly focusing on areas with mining projects. Because there are particularly risks associated with mining, and as we all know, the risk of, for instance, mine waste getting spilled out into society. So this is one part of that information solution phase, where you have to get the early warning, at least before something happens, you have a chance to prepare society. Now this is a heightened risk that this might happen, and this is what needs to be done in terms of living in the future. So that's one, it's for the response side, and then of course you have, you know, how to prevent also.
And Colonel Katambi has called on the Swedish government to ensure the investments prioritize and directly benefit host communities in mining, energy, or agriculture with a clear compensation packages for people impacted by development. Colonel Katambi said past investments have often left host communities with dust, displaced farmland and broken promises, urging Swedish-backed companies to sign binding community development agreements for a percentage of project value for local infrastructure, scholarships and SME contracts.
We still have problems in rural areas without being poor. We have certain areas that are not fully developed, and also the capacity to cope up with development is almost affected. And when you talk about the mining, this is where we have the problem in mining. When it comes to compensation, we still believe that they are not being clear to the people that are affected. Even the people support that the railway is not something that we can appreciate.
The National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA, says the newly enacted pension reforms are designed to benefit all Zambians, including citizens living abroad. Speaking on Tuesday's edition of Phoenix FM's Let the People Talk program, NAPSA Director General Muyangwa Muyangwa said the reforms have expanded survival benefits to provide stronger support to spouses and children with a contributing member when a contributing member dies. He said the authority is also working with the Ministry of Home Affairs and Internal Security to ensure pension registration begins at the point of acquiring a national registration card, in order to widen national coverage. Mr. Muyangwa clarified that contributing members will still be entitled to a 20% partial withdrawal, while the contribution rate remains at 10%, but the 30% lump sum payout applies to citizens who retire, while members who access the 20% withdrawal will still be able to access a further 10% at retirement. Additionally, Mr. Muyangwa said the new law treats death as a form of retirement in order to safeguard dependents, because surviving spouses of eligible members will continue receiving pension payments, creating a continued source of income after the contributor's death. He further disclosed that the programs, the reforms also introduce a voluntary sub-scheme with a higher contribution rate, allowing contributors to access up to 60% of their contributions, provided they remain active under the scheme, including Zambians in the diaspora.
In the bill that the president signed, there's a 30% lump sum option at retirement. So if today you came to NAPSA and put in you are retiring, and you put in your retirement and you claim your retirement pension, you'll be asked a question: do you want to get a 30%? And if you say yes, if you don't get a 30%, your monthly benefit in retirement is so much. Choose. Let me clarify that. That is only for those who are retiring, not for those who are
for those that are okay.
So now, I've retired. I have pressure. I go back to my fund and say, can you advance me some money? Then NAPSA advances you some money based on the funeral grant. That's why the funeral grant has become very important now.
Economic Front Party President Winter Kabimba has aged political party.